as we come to once a month English sermon. Today probably you will listen to the English sermon. I want to say greeting to every one of you. And looks like you all have a joyful heart. Very good, very good. I see so many faces in front of you. They come back just for the holiday season, is that right? Can we spend 30 seconds and we just say hello to your neighbors and welcome them, come back, or maybe a first Sunday visit? Okay, can we do that now?
用30秒钟彼此问安。
Okay, we have plenty of time after the service. When I came to the United States, I came here to study.
我来美国是来读书。
And we don't have Thanksgiving back in the Far East.
我们在远东的时候，我们并不过感恩节。
And first year, I live in the international dormitory.
我第一次我住在这个国际学生的宿舍里面。My
roommate, he is from Colorado.
我的室友他是从科罗拉多来。So
the very first Thanksgiving, and he said, "Well, Robert, let me take you and the other two friends. Let's go to Colorado to visit my dad's farm."
所以第一次在美国过感恩节的时候，我这位室友他说 ，Robert， 你要不要到我们科罗拉多的家里？
So besides me, himself, and we still had two other passengers. And also they are international students too. One is from Tanzania, Africa. And the other one from Iran. So four of us, we hop on the car and head for Colorado from Lincoln, Nebraska.
所以我们四个人就开车从林肯内布拉斯加到科罗拉多去。
While we cruise along the Highway 80,
我们在高速公路80号高速公路上开的时候,
my roommate Don, he said, "Well, can we stop by one place?"
在路上的时候，我的室友他名字叫Don，他就说我们能不能停一下。
And of course we say yes because you're driving in your car, so. So we got out of I-80 and we went to a very small town. It's called Sterling.
Sterling.
And he stopped by one a nursing home.
他到一个老人院那里停下来。
And he said, "Well, you need to visit this lady."
他说有一位年长的妇人，他说我们要访问一下。
Well, I said, "Well, if a nursing home, maybe this lady probably is aging and probably she needs our comfort."
这位老太太她可能年纪已经很大了，需要一点安慰。
So no problem, we can stop by and say hello to this lady.
所以我们说没问题，我们可以停下来。
So we walk into this nursing home.
我们就走进这个养老院。
And we found out this lady.
我看见这位老太太。
And first time I saw her is I think she lay on the almost like the baby cradle.
第一眼我看见她好像她躺在像一个婴孩的摇篮一样的床。婴孩床。婴孩床。
Baby cradle, and they raised her very high.
离地面很高.
And she was resting.
她在休息.
And so Don just woke him up.
所以Don就把她叫醒.
And she sat up by herself.
她就自己翻身起来.
And then I find out her two legs got amputated. It's a surgical removed.
所以我们发现她的两条腿是截肢的，所以说。
And I find out she had a very severe diabetes.
她也有很严重的糖尿病。
But she still can sit up by herself.
但她还是自己能坐起来。
So she wiggled her body into the edge of the bed, and the bed has all the rails, so she won't fell off the bed.
所以她可以挪动她的身体到这个床边。
And she hold on that rail.
她就抓住床的边。
And Don said, "Well, I brought my friend from school."
当就说我从带来两个朋友从学校来的。
And first one, this one is called Robert. That's me.
这个是 Robert.
And before I can say anything, the lady she start to speak.
我还没来及说话，这个老太太她就先说了。
Of course, she said, "Oh, Robert, welcome to the United States." And then she started asking, "Do you know Lord Jesus?"
然后这个老太太就说 ，Robert， 欢迎你来美国。然后接下去紧接着她就说 ，Robert， 你认不认识主耶稣基督
？I was kind of at that time I was young and I kind of shocked why she bring this topic that soon.
那时候我还很年轻，我觉得很惊讶，我觉得哎呀，这个老太太怎么？一下子就说这样的话题。
And I say, yes, I know Jesus, and he is my savior.
我说是的，我认识这位主耶稣，他是我的救主。
At that time, I saw her face. The joy like a beam came out her face.
我就看见这个喜乐在她的脸上，就像一个豆荚。
光
出现。像这个。在喜乐在他脸上，像有这个光芒放射出来。
And she encouraged me a few words, and then she said, "We'll see each other in heaven."
所以他就勉励了我几句，然后他就说我们会在天堂见面。
And next person, of course, from Tanzania and Iran, and
另外两个朋友就是一个从坦桑尼亚来，一个从伊朗来。
And she asked the same question.
他也是问同样的问题。
And the other two.They said no. I never heard of.
那另外两位他们就说我们从来没听过。
And then she started preaching the gospel.
她就开始传福音。
And I was so touched.
我心里非常感动。
That was the very, very first Thanksgiving I had in the United States.
这是我在美国所过的第一个感恩节。
Her face I still cannot erase in my
她的那个笑脸始终在我的脑海当中。
Even though this been so many years.
虽然这已经多少年过去了
，and I have something kind of a admire her. What kind of joy she can come from?
我很羡慕她的喜乐，真的是怎样的喜乐
？And that joy seems to come from something beyond her circumstances.
这种喜乐好像是超越她所处的环境
，beyond her physical condition, beyond her age, beyond any barrier.
这个喜乐超越他身体的环境，超越他的年纪，超越任何世上能够限制他的。
Yes, I know the Lord for years, but I really like to have that kind of joy.
是的，那时候我虽然已经信主有一些年数，但是我实在很羡慕要有那样的喜乐。
Just like today, we read the John chapter 15 from verse 1 through 17.
像今天我们读约翰福音十五章第一节到十七节。
Let's turn to those verses again.
那我们再翻到这些圣经。
And I have a few slides that can help us to understand. Receiving Christ's joy in full.
接受基督丰足的喜乐。
Especially the verse 11.
特别是十一节。
Can we read that again together?
一起来读。
Okay, if you find out the verse, we can read in any kind of language. Verse 11. Okay, let's start it. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. So if we want to complete your joy, we need to put his joy in us.
如果你要一个满足的喜乐，你要把他的喜乐放在你里面。
Otherwise, our joy probably will be gone, real quick.
不然我们自己的喜乐很快就会消失。
Yes, when we buy something or we receive the gift, and yes, we have a joy.
是的，当我们买到什么东西或者我们收到什么礼物，我们会喜乐。
But that joy seems will fade out real quick.
但是那喜乐很快就会消失。
Yes, we're raising the kids and we have a lot of joy and see them grow up. But it seems sometimes we forget about all that joy.
也许我们有一个孩子，我们就会很喜乐。但是他孩子会慢慢长大，有的时候那个喜乐我们好像会失去。
But there's a joy will never go away.
但有一个喜乐永远不会失去。
Which is from our Lord Jesus.
这个喜乐是从我们的主耶稣基督来的。
Last few days we drove thousand miles to see our daughters.
几天前我们开了大概上千英里去看我们的女儿。
Yes, it's a long trip and it's very tiresome.
是一个很长很累的旅程。
But we see our daughter and we're always very joyful.
但是看到我们的女儿，我们总是很喜乐。
But when the time to say goodbye, yes, we start shedding our tears.
但是说再见的时候，我们就要流眼泪了。
But I have the family here, so that's something encouraged me to drive home and have some kind of hope.
但是我在这里，我家在这里，所以我开回来的时候，我心里还是有一个盼望。
Okay, let's see what kind of joy is from our Lord Jesus.
那我们看从主来的喜乐是怎样的。
And this is the first question we are going to answer today.
这是我们第一个问题。
What is his joy that Jesus referred to?
耶稣的喜乐是什么？
And probably we'll get into the second question, which is, how can we receive his joy in full, but not in partial?
也许我们第二个问题就是我们怎样得到耶稣丰足的喜乐。
And if we have time, we'll get into the third question, how can we always experience this never-ending joy?
如果我们有时间，也许我们会分享我们怎样不间断的来经历这个永远不止息的喜乐。
Even our circumstances is not that favorable.
虽然我们的环境不总是像我们喜欢的那样。
Maybe we are still in suffering.
也许我们仍然在患难中。
Or maybe we are in trials.
我们在苦难当中。
Okay, let's go back to the very first question.
我们先来看第一个问题。
When you go back to John chapter 15, and you will see here has the joy, and I can summarize that as kind of abiding joy.
如果我们回到约翰福音十五章，我们来看这个喜乐。我想我可以说这个喜乐是一个同住的喜乐。
And it looks like, do you know when Jesus he mentioned about this joy?
你记不记得主耶稣说到这个喜乐？
That's when he pretty soon he's going to the cross.
在他快要上十字架之前。
After he washes the disciples' feet.
当他洗门徒的脚以后。
And he predicted one of his disciples is going to betray him.
他预言说门徒当中有一位要卖他。
And he predicted one of his disciples is going to deny him.
他预言他的门徒当中有一位要否认他。
And he started to comfort his disciples.
但是他就开始安慰他的门徒。
Also, he promised the Holy Spirit.
他也应许说圣灵要来。
And after that, he's talking about this abiding, vine and branches relationship.
然后他就说到这个同住。
And he keeps saying, "Remain in me, and I will be in you."
他不断地说，你们要在我的里面，我也在你们里面。
Just like the Heavenly Father is in me, I'm in Heavenly Father.
正如父在我里面，我也在他里面。
If you have chance, you read from verse 13, 14, 15, all the way to 17. You will see this probably he repeated so many times.
如果你从十三节一直读到十七节，你会发现主不断的重复这一些。
And he was talking about all this abiding relationship.
主不断的说到这个同住的关系。
And like a vine and branch, it's not separable.
就像葡萄树和枝子是不能够分开的。
And this relationship is daily or moment by moment.
这是每日的，也是每一时每一刻的。
We cannot detach from the vine.
我们不能够 和我们的主分开。
We are like the branch, we cannot detach from the vine.
我们是像枝子一样，我们不能够跟葡萄树分开。
So I call this abiding joy.
我把这个喜乐称作一个同住的喜乐。
And then abiding, the purpose of abiding is we can bear fruit.
这个我们要与主联合的目的就是我们能够结果子。
And this kind of a multiplying joy, I put that in this category.
这个是一个加增的喜乐。
Yes, when we preach the gospel, we heard somebody receive it, and we see that they receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior, we have a joy.
当我们听到有人信主、接受主耶稣的时候，我们心里有一个喜乐。
We'd like to give them our joy too.
我们也愿意把我们的喜乐来分享。
Just as a lady I mentioned in Nebraska, and her joy is seems to spread it to me and to the other two students too.
就像刚才我提到那位老太太，她的喜乐真的就让我分享到，也给其他的人分享到。
So I call this as a multiplying joy.
所以我说这个喜乐是一个加增的喜乐。
Not only you enjoyed it, also the people around you can also can attest about this joy.
不但你自己能够享受到，你周围的人也能够享受到。
And this joy is not binding by your circumstances.
所以这个喜乐不是受限制在你的被你的环境所限制的。
Not by your limitation.
不是被你的有限所困住的。
This joy is seems above us.
这个喜乐是超越我们的自己。
Another thing we can see is when Jesus say, "I'm not going to call you the servant. I'm going to call you the friends."
耶稣说，以后我不再称你们为仆人，
and
我称你们为朋友。
And see this verse 13. We can go back to the
13节
chapter 15 and verse 13.
15章13节。
He said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends."
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这大的。
And you are my friends if you do what I command.
你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
So right here he already mentioned about he's going to lay down his life.
我们的主这里说他要舍命。
Yes, when he see this is ahead of him, but he still have a lot of joy.
虽然这个事情要发生，但是他仍然充满了喜乐。
Just like in Hebrew, chapter 12, verse 2, second half.
正如在希伯来书十二章第二节。
Said Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame.
那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在面前的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
And here he talks about he has a joy even though he facing the cross.
这里说到虽然说十字架在前面，但是我们的主里面充满了喜乐。
And he's accepting all the scorning from his enemy.
他受到仇敌各样的讥笑。
But he's still full of joy.
但是他里面仍然是满了喜乐。
We see this is a sacrificial joy.
我看见这个喜乐是一个牺牲的喜乐。
If we continue to see this joy,
再接下来看。
Later on, we can see this joy is everlasting, and no one can take away of this joy.
这个喜乐是一个永远的、永恒的喜乐，没有人能够夺取。
Let's read John chapter 16, verse 22.
我们读约翰福音十六章二十二节。
Let's read from verse 22 all the way through 24.
二十二到二十四节。
So with you now is your time, is grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete.
你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。这喜乐也没有人能夺去。 到那日你们什么也就不问我了，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，但如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
He's talking about when he after he resurrected, and you will have the joy.
这里主是说到当他复活以后，你们会得到喜乐。
And you will receive, and your joy will be completed.
你们会得到一个满足的喜乐。
So here is a process you need to go through.
这是一个要经历的过程。
And this process is the resurrection.
这所要经过的乃是复活。
Yes, he's talking about he's going to cross.
是的，主说他要经历十字架。
But do not be grieved, because I'm going to be resurrected.
但是主说不要忧愁，因为他要从死里复活。
And you will turn your grief to joy.
你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
And your joy will be complete.
而且你们的喜乐要得以满足。
So this joy is seems to need to go through this process.
所以我们看见得到这个喜乐有一个过程。
Yes, and our daily joy it comes and go.
我们的每天我们自己有的那些喜乐，来来去去。
Maybe depends on our emotion.
可能就是和我们的情感连在一起。
And maybe depends on other people's reaction.
也许我们是看别人的反应。
And we react, and sometimes, our joy is just gone.
我们可能有不同的反应，我们的喜乐就失去了。
But if this joy from above.
但是这个从上面来的喜乐。
And this joy has gone through all the process.
经历了一切的苦难。
Through the cross.
经过十字架。
Through the resurrection.
经过了复活。
And this joy will be in you, and this joy will make your joy complete.
这个喜乐就会在你的里面，让你的喜乐得以满足。
Let's see another point.
我们再看一点。
And I call this a divine joy.
我把这个喜乐称为神圣的喜乐。
Okay, let's continue to read chapter 17, verse 13 and 17.
那我们读再读17章13节17节。
And this is a prayer Jesus prayed for his disciples.
这是主为他的门徒的祷告。
And he said, I'm coming to you now, and I say these things that I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measureOf my joy within them.
现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
Here talking about the full measure of my joy.
这里说到叫他们的心里充满我的喜乐。
And in English, say the full measure is not just half measure or 80% of measure. This is the full measure, 100% of my joy.
这里说到这个充满喜乐，不是说。一点点或者百分之多少乃是说到完全的百分之一百。
And very interesting, in verse 7 he says, Sanctify them by the truth, your word is truth.
十七节这里说求你用真理叫他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
So the truth or the word also can give us a joy.
这里说到这个真理这个道乃是叫我们可以喜乐。
That's why we have a Friday night Bible study. We have so many Bible study, and because His Word, we receive His Word, we have a joy.
可是为什么我们星期五有查经，我们有许多的查经，乃是因为他的话能够叫我们喜乐。
When you move to Kansas City, probably if you're a Christian, probably you start to search for the church.
如果你到 Kansas City 来，如果你是个基督徒，可能你就开始找这个教会。
Because you're hungry for His Word.
因为你里面有一个饥渴，要得到神的
话。You're seeking the truth.
你要寻找真理。
And when your friend, probably if you don't know the Lord Jesus, and they come to you and they want you to receive this word too.
如果你还没有信主，你会遇见一些朋友，他们来找你，他们希望你也来接受这神的话。
And they want you to seek this truth.
他们希望你能够接受这个真理。
Because behind it there is an eternal joy.
因为在这后面乃是一个永恒的喜乐。
When you receive Him, when you receive the truth, when you find the truth, there is a joy.
当你接受，当你寻找这个真理，你会得到一个喜乐。
And this joy will never leave you.
这个喜乐永远不会离开你。
Okay, now we see all these joys from above is not from this world.
所以现在我们看可以看见说这个喜乐是 从天上来的，不是在我们本来在我们里面的。
And probably you will ask me how to receive this joy in full.
所以我就要问说我们怎样来得到这个喜乐。
Yes, to receive in full, not like I say, not impartial.
所以我们希望是完完全全的得到它。
And we know when we receive the Lord and we are baptized, and I can hear many, many testimonies and say they have a joy fill their heart.
当我们知道当我们信主的时候，当我们受浸归入主的时候，我听见许多许多的见证说到他们心里怎样的充满这个喜乐。
Recently I seen one minister and he's back to Kansas City just for a short visit, and he and his wife is serving in China.
我遇到一个传道人，他短期回来 Kansas City， 他们是在中国服事。
And he told me he know Pastor Fan too.
他告诉我他认识冯牧师。
His name is Curtis Jones.
他的名字叫 Curtis Jones.
And he said he used to visit our previous church at Rock Hill.
他是在我们原来聚会地方 Rock Hill 的时候他有过来。
And now he's serving in China for 27 and a half years.
现在他在中国已经服侍了27年半。
Originally he's from Kansas City here.
他是从 Kansas City 出去的。
So he's back to his mother church in Kansas City.
他就回到这里的母会。
And he married a Chinese lady.
他跟一个中国太太结婚。
Last week he came back and he showed us the film his work in China.
上个星期他回来就是他给我看他在拍的在中国的片子。
He's working in the southern part of China, Hong Kong and Guangdong, that area.
他在中国南部服侍香港广东这一带。
And one of the films showing that they led one young Chinese the fellow to the Lord.
影片里面有一部分就是拍到就是他们带领一个年轻的中国人信主。
And this young Chinese fellow probably around his 20.
大概才二十岁。
And they told me this young fellow is already homeless.
他们说告诉我们说这个年轻人二十岁的年轻人他是无家可归的。
I don't know what happened. He did not say anything behind it. Only thing we said is he was praying, and then after that.And I heard Curtis and his wife meeting and talked to him, and this young man just said, "Oh, I'm full of joy."
And 我们不知道他为什么成为一个无家可归的人，但是从影片当中看到，就是当他们祷告完之后，这个年轻人说他里面充满了喜乐。
He said, "Well, it seems God gave me the second life."
他感觉到神给他第二次的生命。
And now I'm full of joy. I can face tomorrow.
他说我里面满了喜乐，我可以面对明天。
And he was in tears.
他在那里流泪。
So this joy is really from above.
这喜乐实在是从上面来的。
He cannot pretend because he doesn't have anything.
这个是不能够假装的，因为他实在他一无所有。
He doesn't have home. He doesn't have job. He doesn't have friend. Maybe.
他没有家，他没有工作，也许也没有朋友。
But today he heard the gospel and he received the Lord, received Jesus as his Lord.
但是当他听见福音，当他接受主的那个日子
，He said, "I'm full of joy."
他可以说我里面满了喜乐。
He continued to say that.
他不断的这么说。
So this joy is really the day when we receive Him as our Savior.
所以这个喜乐是从我们接受主的那天开始。
Of course, in our daily life, we'll experience this too.
在我们每一天的生活当中，我们也可以来经历。
And this point, I want to summarize is something on that. After repentance, the Holy Spirit filled with all joy and peace in believing.
所以，当我们悔改之后，圣灵就把所有喜乐平安充满在信他的人里面。
And causes us to abound in hope.
也叫我们满有盼望。
This is from Romans 15:3.
这是从罗马十五章十三节。
So yes, he's going to fill us all joy.
他要把诸般的喜乐平安充满在我们里面。
Not just the partial joy.
不是一小部分。
So that's why when we come before Him, we are coming here to receive His joy in full scale.
所以当我们到神的面前来，我们要有一个信心，我们乃是要得到他喜乐的充满。
And somebody said, well, probably I just received partially enough. And faith, probably that's when we have time and we go to church, and we don't have time, we can just push aside.
有人说，呀，也许我有时间我就来一下，如果没有时间呢，就再说。
But this is the daily we need to come to Him.
但是实在每一天我们都要到神的面前。
To receive this joy in full.
来得到这个满足的喜乐。
And this joy probably you will see sometimes when the circumstances is not that favorable.
特别是在有的时候环境不如意的时候。
And this joy still cannot take away from us.
这个喜乐仍然不会从我们这里被夺去。
And just like I give you one example previously.
就像我前面讲的那个例子。
And I'm teaching economics.
我在教经济学。
And there's one chapter is talking about consumer behavior.
其中有一章就是说到消费者的行为。
And we always like to maximize our utility.
我们总是要想把我们的使用率。
utility is mean our satisfaction or our joy to the maximum.
所以我们想把这个满意度提到最高。
And we have a graph, we have an equation to prove that.
我们有图表，我们有公式来证明它。
And this is all based on this society say more is better.
这个有一个根本的理论，有一个根本的根基，就是说这个社会他们的满意度就是说越多越好。
So if we have material, probably we earn more, or if we have something we can have more entertainment, probably we'll be.Happier.
所以就是这个社会觉得如果我们赚的更多享受更多那我们就更快乐。
So we can have more parties, probably we'll be real happy.
如果我们有更多的 party, 我们就更快乐。
One of my students, and she is African-American, and she's the only one African-American student in my class.
我一个学生她是非洲裔的美国人。
And she's around her 30s.
她大概三十岁。
And one day I received an email from school and say, well, this student is in hospital in critical condition. So if you have any homework or something, just send the email to her.
有一天我收到学校的 email 说这个学生他在医院里面是有紧急的状况，所以说如果有作业或者其他的联络就用 email 寄给他。
About 3 weeks later, and she sent me an email back.
大概三个星期以后，她就回了一封 email.
She said, "I'm coming back to your class today."
她说我今天要回到课堂来。
Anything I should prepare?
有什么要准备的吗？
And of course, she told me the story. She said she almost died.
她就跟我讲这个故事，她差不多就要死了。
And she said she had a very severe high blood pressure plus diabetes.
她有非常严重的高血压和糖尿病。
And she said she doesn't know that at all.
她说她以前从来不知道。
Until she collapsed in her workplace.
直到上班的时候她晕倒了。
And next time she woke up is in the hospital emergency room.
等她醒来的时候已经在医院的紧急病房。
So she came back and last week,She said she going to present a paper.
她回来以后，上个星期她说她要交一篇论文。
Because I require each student to present 5 to 7 minutes in class.
因为我要求每个学生大概5到7分钟的时间在课堂来讲他的论文。
And this the topic need to related to what you learn in class.
这个主题是就是说你在课上所学的东西。
And she picked this topic as maximizing utility.
她选的题目就是说怎样使你的满意度最高。
And she wrote these two papers. I'm not going two pages of paper. I'm not going to read it all, but I'm just going to read you the first paragraph.
他写了大概两页，我没有时间整个来读，我就读大概一小段。
And basically, right here, she said, "Time is her utility."
所以他这里说，就是时间是叫他满意的。
Because she almost lost her life.
因为他几乎失掉了性命。
I'm going to read right now. Time could mean a number of things.
他说时间可能有很多的意义。
I feel that time is measuring emotion in regarding what is earlier and later.
我觉得就是时间可以用这个情感在之前和之后所经历的时候的情感来衡量。
Time is what you make of it.
来衡量你所得到的。
What did you accomplish today?
你今天成就了什么？
You should be accomplishing something every day.
你每天都应该成就一点东西。
You should have a list of things that need to be done, and whatever is not finished, started working on that list from the day before with the new things to do. It's a long sentence.
所以你应该有一个列出单子来，你所应该成就的事情，然后就开始在按照这个来努力。
Time is very important to me because
时间对我很重要，因为
I play so many roles in my life.
我因为我在生活当中有许多的角色。
I'm mother.
我是一个母亲。
Employee.
我是一个雇员。
Student.
学生。
Volunteer.
是一个志愿者。
Sister.
是一个姐姐妹妹。
Best friend.
是一个好朋友。
Aunt.
是一个婶婶。
Daughter.
是一个女儿。
And Christian.
是个基督徒。
And she dared to present in class.
她愿意，她有这个勇气在课上这样来讲。
I love to spend time with my children, friend, and family.
我喜欢把时间花在跟我的孩子、家庭和朋友上面。
I love volunteering with my church, shelters, and schools.
我志愿在我的教会里面，还有帮助无家可归者，还有学校里面来这样的做志愿者。
Time is a very valuable thing.
时间是很宝贵的。
You must use your time wisely and not foolishly.
你要用怎么用时间，你要有智慧。
Because you only have one life to live, and you must use it to the fullest.
因为你只有一生可以过，你要把它充分的利用。
We as a society is always busy, business doing things, doing this and that.
我们这个社会总是很忙的，就是这个做生意，然后就是总是要做这个做那个。
We must take our time in the day to have that quiet time for ourselves.
所以我们，但是我们每一天都要有一个真正有价值的生活。
He said quiet time here is we need to spend some time in the Word of God.
这里他说有价值的时间或者生活是说你要花时间在神的话语上面。
I came close to death a month ago.
我几乎已经到了死亡的边缘，大概一个月以前。
I must say it is a blessing to be standing here today.
我觉得说今天能站在这里就是一个祝福。
I will never take life for granted.
我以后不会认为生命，我有这个生命是理所应当的。
Don't waste time to do what you can do today.
不要把你的生活把时间浪费在你不能做的事情。
Because you never know when it will be your last time.
因为你不知道什么时候是你最后一次。
Oh, of course, it's on and on. It's continue two pages.
这个有写满了两页。
So what this lady is going to say is today he finds what is her maximized utility.
这个学生他所要表达的就是说，经过这个事情，他发现他找到他真正能够叫他最满意的是什么。
I see the whole class, everybody listen attentively.
我看见整个的课堂，每个人都很认真的听。
Because she almost lost her life, probably she never came back to the class.
因为她差不多就已经到了死亡的边缘，最后她还能够回来。
So she encouraged everybody.You need to make good use of your time.
所以他就勉励每个人说，你要利用好好的用你的时间。
And she spoke with the joyful face in front of everybody.
当他分享的时候，他的脸上有很多的喜乐。
So I can see that's the difference of the Christian life and non-Christian life.
所以我看见说，基督徒和 不是基督徒, 他们的生命有一个不同,
because there is a joy from above will never be removed.
不同就在那里有一个喜乐是从天上来的, 不会被夺取。
So the third question we are going to get into,
第三个问题,
and how can we always experience this ever never ending joy?
我们怎样不断来经历这个永不止息的喜乐?
And there are a few tips probably we can learn together, including me.
有一些的,
tips.
有一些建议我可以说出来。
Yes, probably we all have a lot of the burden every day.
也许每天都有很多的重担。
Yes, our work, our family, and many things, and just we feel like this is a burden.
也许工作、家庭，也许还有许多的事情。 我们觉得是一个重担。
Matthew 11:28 say, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
马太福音11:28节说, 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来, 我就是你们得享安息。
I here is means Jesus.
这里我是指的耶稣基督。
So first of all, we need to learn how to give our burden to the Lord Jesus.
首先我们要知道怎么样把重担交给主。
Otherwise, through the time, I think your burden will be heavier and heavier and heavier until one day you crash.
怎么想？不然的话，每一天你的重担会越来越重，越来越重，直到有一天你就垮掉了。
There's a secret. Give your burden to the Lord Jesus.
有一个秘诀就是要把重担交给主。
Secondly, confront our pain.
要面对我们的苦痛。
Yes, Jesus said in John 15:1-2, say, I'm the true vine and my Father is the gardener.
这里约翰福音15:1-2节说, 我是真葡萄树, 我父是栽培的人。
And the pain is, he cuts off every branch in me that bear no fruit.
凡属我不结果子的枝子, 他就剪去, 这里有一个痛苦。
Cuts off.
有一个剪去。
But every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes.
这里凡结果子，他就修理干净。
So that it will be even more fruitful.
使果子更多。
So cuts off and prune sometimes is very painful.
这里有剪去，这里有修理， 很多时候这都是叫我们感觉痛苦的地方。
I heard there's a testimony from Atlanta area.
我听见有一个见证是发生在 Atlanta.
There is a brother, he got PhD in material science.
有一个弟兄他是材料学的博士。
It took him a long time, maybe 10 years to get this PhD.
大概花了10年才得到这个博士学位。
And then eventually he found a job.
后来他找到了一份工作。
But about a year or year and a half later, he lost the job.
但是大概一年半以后，他就又失业了。And
end up is within 3 years, he got laid off 2 or 3 times.
大概3年里面，他被 lay off 2-3次。Not
because of his performance, but because of the merging or because of the situation changes, so they don't need that anymore.
并不是他的表现不好，而是有些公司合并或者其他的原因。
And he is a Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
And my brother-in-law said every Sunday he saw this brother, he always smiling. You cannot tell this person has suffered that much.
就是我的太太哥哥，他说每次他看见他，但是觉得他里面充满了喜乐。
And even though he's still searching the job right now, and
尽管他现在还是在找工作。
And every Sunday, when they saw this person, he's always smiling. And nobody knows he has a lot of pain behind him.
别人不知道他经历了许多痛苦。
The third one I'd like to mention is accept our situation.
第三个我要讲的就是要接受我们所在的环境。
From John 12:24, it says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, It remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit.
约翰福音十二章二十四节说，我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
I remember one story mentioned by Brother Frankie.
我记得以前 Brother Frankie 讲过一个故事。
And as a missionary from Canada, they went to China.
是一个加拿大的传道人到中国去。
And somehow his work never had any good effect. Nobody threw him to become a Christian.
但是他的工作好像没有很大的果效。
And later on they have one daughter born in China.
后来他们在中国生了一个女儿。
And later on they find out his wife got a cancer.
后来发现就是他的太太得了癌症。
And shortly after that, his wife passed away.
后来不久他太太就去世了。
And this Canadian missionary, his heart was so bitter.
这位从加拿大来的传道人，他的心传道人，他心中有很多苦毒。
He can't accept this kind of situation happen to him.
他不能够接受这样的事实。
Especially he's the one.Willing to preach the gospel and travel thousands and thousands of miles away to a different country to preach the gospel.
特别他愿意，他是一个愿意奉献自己，愿意从远方来传福音的人。
So NLP complained to God.
他就向神抱怨。
He said, God, probably you're not real. I'm going back.
他说神，可能你不是真的吧？我要回去了。
So he gave his daughter, who's real young, probably under 2 years old, to the other missionary family.
他就带他女儿，那时候大概只有两岁，到另一个传道人家里。
And he just quit his work and then flew back to Canada.
他放弃了他放弃了他的工作，就飞回加拿大。
So many many years later.
许多年之后。
He retired in the Canada, and his door was knocking.
他从加拿大退休了，然后他的女儿。
Somebody was knocking his door.
有人敲他的门。
And he opened the door, and do you know who the lady was?
他就打开一看。
Yes, that's his daughter.
是他的女儿。
And his daughter saw his house is all the.Beer cans and the wine bottles in his house.
他的女儿来到他家里，就看见他整个房子里的情形，看见那些酒罐，地上的酒罐，各样的事情。
And this old man has been a sufferer for years because of his disappointment. He feels like God doesn't make sense at all.
这位老人他就是在痛苦当中经历了许多许多年，因为他对神失望。
And This, his daughter said, Dad, can I show you something?
他女儿就说爸爸我可以给你看点东西吗
So he took she took her dad back to the China and the place they preached the gospel.
他就带他爸爸回到中国原来他传福音的地方
Where her mother was buried.
就是他妈妈所埋葬的地方
When they go to that village, there are so many people come out to welcome them.
当他们回到那个村庄的时候，那里有许多人出来迎接他们。
Well, because of this daughter continued to preach the gospel in the area.
因为这个女儿，她仍然在那个地方继续的传福音。
And there are so many people converted to become a Christian.
有许多许多的人信主。
So because of this missionary said he cannot accept his situation.
因为这个传道人说他。他不能够接受他所处的环境
and he gave up.
他就放弃了
But the Lord did not give them up.
但是神并没有放弃
Change our thinking
第四个就是要转变我们的心思
Just like in Romans 8:28 and say I will believe that no matter how difficult my circumstances they will be used for my good and the goodof others who love God.
罗马书八章二十八节说，神叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Even the Acts 2024 in King James Version says, none of these things move me, neither count my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy.
使徒行传二十章二十四节说，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
And here toward the end it says with joy.
所以说这里英文 King James Version 说到这个喜乐。
Even this is toward the end of Paul's ministry.
尽管保罗的服事到了 末端。
He knows what lay ahead of him is the binding and the he was going to put into the jail.
他知道摆在前面的是锁链，他将要被关到监牢里。
But he's not afraid.
但是他并不害怕。
And he has a lot of joy.
他里面蛮有喜乐。
This is something that we should learn from.
这是我们可以学习。
Another thing is focus on God.
让我们来关注神。
And here Psalm 88 verse 6 say that you have put me in the lowest pit.
诗篇八十八篇第六节说，你把我放在极深的坑里，在黑暗的地方。
So the psalmist's focus upon God is what helped him to pull through.
这里这个诗篇他所关注的就是神把他放在这样的一个环境，让他来经历。
Isaiah 49, 13 and 16, now it says, shout for joy.
以赛亚四十九章时候，这里十三节说，诸天啊，应当欢呼。
O heavens and rejoice, O earth.
大地啊，应当快乐。
So, the break forth into joyful shouting.
众山啊，应当发声歌唱。
So here it says we need to have this kind of joy.
这里这样的喜乐。
And focus on God.
这个喜乐乃是以神为中心的。
He is going to pull you through.
他要救拔你。
First Corinthians 10:13,
灵前十章十三节。
Say God is faithful.
说神是信实的。
Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can able, what you are able?
你们所遇到的试探，无非是你们所能受的。
But with the temptation will provide the way of escape. Also, you will be able to endure.
在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路。叫你们能忍受得住。
So, let's learn how to focus on God Himself, not ourselves.
那我们来学习说，我们关注的不是我们自己来做中心，而是神做我们的中心。
Triumph over our circumstances.
还有就是要胜过我们的环境。
So, this is not easy. Sometimes when we are in a hardship.
实在是不容易，就特别是我们在难处的里面。
Especially sometimes the Christian, we feel like we suffer more.
有时候我们觉得说，成为基督徒好像我们受的难处更多。
But He prunes us so that we may bear more fruit.
但是他是那位修理者，他叫我们结果子更多。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 through 8 even mentioned about.We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
所以哥林多后书说我们有宝贝放在瓦器里。
So we can triumph over all kinds of circumstances.
叫我们能够胜过我们周围的环境。
And sometimes this circumstance is from inside.
有时候这个不是外面的环境，是我们里面的。
And we are struggling inside of us.
我们里面有很多的挣扎。
Or maybe from our family.
也许从家庭来的。
And a lot of a relationship with parents or with children.
父母的关系，儿女的关系。
And they pull us down.
有时候叫我们下沉。
But look at it, we have this treasure in this earthen vessel.
当我们看见这个瓦器当中的宝贝。
This joy cannot be removed.
这个喜乐是不能夺去的。
The last one I want to mention is endure with His joy.
最后我要说的就是保持在他的喜乐里面。
Just like 2 Corinthians 6:10.
哥林多后书第六章。
Apostle Paul mentioned that this kind of joy is sorrowful but always rejoicing.
这里保罗说似乎是忧愁的, 却是常常喜乐的。
And Philippians and chapter 1 verse 20 through 21 say, For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
腓立比书1章20节说, 我活着就是基督, 我死了就有益处。
All these 7 points will help us to focus on his joy.
这里这七点能够来帮助我们说怎样来 关注在神的喜乐上面,
instead of just focus on our difficulties.
不要叫我们只是关注自己的难处。
Yes, this verse, we have so many cross we need to bury.
是在世上我们有许多的十字架要来背。
And like Jesus and the apostle and many others, and they help us to know there is a joy that's beyond all kinds of circumstances.
就像基督像他的使徒有许还有许许多其他人他们所要经历的但是让我们记得有一个喜乐在那里
And John 15 chapter 15 verse 11
约翰福音15章11节
And let's read that again
让我们再一同的来读
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们里面，存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。Can
we all read together?
我们可以一起来读吗？
John 15, verse 11.
15章11节。
I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐 存在你们心里, 并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
天父,
we thank you. We can come before you.
我们感谢你, 我们来到你的面前。
Yes, when we look at our situation, sometimes we feel like we are very sorrowful.
我们看周围的环境的时候，我们里面有许多的苦痛。
Maybe the illness and something happened to us.
也许是疾病，也许是其他临到我们的事情。
And all this suffering, and sometimes we feel like this is really the hardship.
这些患难给我们许多的难处。
And Lord, when we look at you, and when we look at your smiling face, we know this joy. You are going to put that joy in us.
主啊，但是让我们来仰望你的笑脸，叫我们相信主，你要把这喜乐放在我们里面。
And this joy is abiding joy.
是同住的喜乐。
And this joy is come from bearing more fruit.
是叫我们结果子更多的喜乐。
And this joy is come from all the the cross.
是经过十架的喜乐
and go through the resurrection
经过复活的喜乐
and this joy is a full measure of joy
是满足的喜乐
and this will not be taken away
是不能夺去的喜乐
Lord, if we don't know this joy and we would like to receive this divine joy today
主啊, 若是我们还没有 还不知道, 还没有经历, 主啊, 让我们愿意今天来领受这从上面来的喜乐
Or maybe we've been a Christian for many years.
也许我们做基督徒已经很多年,
but we never taste this kind of joy.
但是还没有尝到这个喜乐的滋味。
And today we would like to taste it.
主啊, 愿我们今天愿意来尝这喜乐。
If you have this kind of the heart, you can pray to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to open my heart again to you to receive this eternal joy.
如果这是你心中所想所求的, 主啊，让我们把我们的心再次来向神敞开。
Lord, thank you for your promise.
主，感谢你给我们的应许。
Because you say, if we take your joy in, and our joy will be complete.
主啊，因为你应许说，你的喜乐在我们里面，就叫我们的喜乐可以满足。
We thank you, your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我感谢你自己的话，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。